portion of Romans chapter 12, verse 2. The second is a portion of Romans chapter 13, verse 14. And together they read, "Be not conformed to this world, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ." In spite of it sounding like the kind of word we probably prefer to forget, I dare say that most of us remember the word microcosm and the philosophy about man that it sums up. For a long period in the history of our world, it was believed that man was a microcosm, that is, a little world, a miniature universe, an epitome of the macrocosm in which we live. According to this view, a human being, like the world we lived in, was made of four elements: fire, air, earth, and water. Elaborate parallels between man, the microcosm, and his world, the macrocosm, were noted. The veins in man's body, for example, corresponded to the rivers on earth. His muscles corresponded to the mountains. His thighs corresponded to the wind. His temper outbursts corresponded to the storm. His body heat corresponded to the subterranean fire in the earth, and so on. In short, man, to a degree, was a container of his universe, a target of a portion of his world. This neat but oversimplified explanation of man and his world may cause us to smile today. But thanks. There is another sense in which man is a microcosm. And this time, it is no laughing matter. Since the fall of Adam and Eve, man has been a sort of theological microcosm, a miniature of the world in the bad sense of that word, world, a container of those forces, both human and fiendish, which since the origin of sin have been unalterably opposed to God. Unfortunately, when people put being in the image of God, they did not put imaging. Although they no longer reflected God, they still reflected. No longer holding up the mirror to God, man now held up the mirror to nature, in the bad sense of that word too, for he became natural man. You see, man was not a vacuum. Having cast out the Holy Spirit, he was possessed of evil spirits. Having emptied himself of God, he was invaded by Satan. No longer the temple of God, he became a temple of the world. In short, man became a microcosm. This outcome did not accord with God's loving plan for us, that is, happiness here and heaven hereafter. Be not conformed to this world, he pleads with us in our first text. But we were not Hercules. We could not lift the oppressive weight of this world from our being. However, what we could not do, God did. He sent his Son, Jesus Christ, and in a way that is as effective as it is incomprehensible, his life, death, damnation, and resurrection have delivered us. In the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, the world has been crucified to us, and we have been crucified to the world. We are now free from our burden. We are free once again to image and reflect God. Once again, we can mirror him. Once again, we can be his temple. In the words of our second text, we can now put on the Lord Jesus Christ and enjoy all the temporal and eternal bliss that goes with him. I have not been at all practical this morning. My message has not been life-related. No effort has been made to pinpoint this world of which you and I are in danger of being mimicked. But I'm sure you know this world as well as I do. Too well, in fact. This world is as close to us as the bottle, the kid seat, the easy bait, the jam, the status perish, the long coveted degree, the desirable committee chairmanship, the attractive administrative post, the promotion with pay and promise, and participation in the tickling delights of church controversy. Be it high church versus low church, or liberals versus conservatives, or whatever. But our purpose this morning is not mere recognition of the world. It is rather rejection of the world. Be not conformed to this world, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Each of us every day is confronted with a choice: to be a minister world or a minister Christ, to be a microcosmic or a microchristian, one or the other. For a vacuum we cannot be. If we're not with Christ, we're against him. Whether we like it or not, each of us every day, images, reflect, mirrors, houses, contain something, world or Christ. Whether we like it or not, each of us every day is a summary, a copy, a pattern of the one or the other, the world or the Christ. Whether we like it or not, each of us every day is either conforming to the world or putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. Our question this morning is, which will it be? A microcosmic or a microchristian? May God, through his Christ, make us the latter. Amen.